Psalm 60. To the chief musician, upon Shushan Edith, Miktam of David, to teach, when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the valley of Salt 12,000. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off? And thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Hallelujah. The Lord breaks down, and he builds up. He casts off, and he gathers. He brings down, and he lifts up. He wounds, and he heals. He is God, and no one else. He is most high, exalted above all. And he does according to his will and his ways, and none can stay his hand. When the people who are called by God's name turn to sin and become stubborn and disobedient, the Lord must chasten his people. He cannot give them victory in their stubbornness and sin. He scatters, he casts off, he breaks, he shows hard things, so that his people may receive the fear of the Lord and find true repentance unto salvation and deliverance. And once his people turn back to God, and only God, to be their help and fortress, then he reaches down from heaven and saves his people with his right hand. He hears their cry, and he speaks in his holiness. He gathers his people. He makes them one once again. He strengthens them to the battle, so that we may conquer the enemies that have spoiled his inheritance. He equips and leads us into the battle unto victory, so that we may say, "Who will bring me into the strong city? Will not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man, so that through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down all our enemies." Psalm 60.